The Sports Addict Radio Network proudly presents The Jerry Miller Show.
I totally don't know what that means, but I want it.
Opinions and information for the Wahoo and Hokie Nations.
It ain't cool being no jive turkey so close to Thanksgiving.
You can reach the program by calling 866-356-ESPN.
I mean, listen, we're talking about practice. Not a game, not a game, not a game. We're talking about practice.
Or you can email the show at jerry@cvasports.com.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
Now, here's your host, Jerry Miller.
Show me the money!
Yes, yes, yes. Welcome to Hour 2, guys. It's the Jerry Miller Show. We are syndicated 3 states, 5 affiliates here in the Sports Addict Network. And thanks to the gentlemen at Fort Union Military Academy, Fort Union Military Academy, success stories begin here, where coaches like Inhuman Schumann, John Schumann, does his thing and does it oh so well, guys. It's Tuesday. It's top of Hour 2, so it means one man and one man only, Chris Coleman of TechSideline.com. He's the associate editor, fondly known in this family as CC. And Mr. Coleman, we all woke up this morning, whether we read it in print in the newspaper or whether we saw it on your news link at TechSideline.com, the headline was something with Bud Foster and the Clemson opening. I guess I would say it's about time. We've heard the scuttlebutt for weeks now. They did have an interview, Terry Don Phillips in Roanoke, with Bud Foster about the opening. We do know, CC, that he's the third guy to get interviewed at Clemson. Lane Kiffin, the Venables guy of Oklahoma, was in the 2 slot. The open-ended question I throw to you here, sir, is where do we go from here?
You know, that's a good question. I think we've got to let things play out. I think things will really start to get serious if there's a second interview. I think typically they'll try to narrow things down and try to have a second interview with a lot of coaches. But I think it really shows their interest when they fly all the way to Roanoke to interview him. He did not fly down to Clemson. They came to Bud Foster.
So, Mr. Coleman, if what I'm saying here is incorrect, what you're saying is this: until there's a second interview, this is only Clemson doing their homework, dotting their I's and crossing their T's, and making sure they interview any candidate out there that should be considered for the job.
Well, I think there is legit interest there on the part of Clemson, but I don't think it's going to go to that next step stage until maybe there's a second interview.
I'm going to throw this question to you. It was the hot topic of Hour 1 here on the Jerry Miller Show. Can Bud Foster play the game? We watched what Al Groh has done in Virginia football. Mr. Coleman, you've seen it as well. 7+ years on the job in Virginia, and he's somewhat alienated the fan base. He certainly has had difficult time getting along with Craig Littlepage. Al Groh has difficult time recruiting the state because some of the things he has said in the newspapers in the state about the pockets of football and who fits the Virginia mold and who does not. Can Bud Foster play the game, sir?
I think he can. Bud Foster is very well liked around these parts. You know, you see the guy off the field. You know, he's a very nice guy, very personable guy, and he's very easy to get along with, from what I understand from anybody who's had any interactions with him. So I think from that standpoint, he'll be fine. You know, now, you know, there's always that head coaching CEO type role, and you never truly know if a coordinator is ready for that until they get in there and they start working on the job. So, you know, there will always be a question mark there until he actually goes out to perform. But I don't know anybody out there with a better resume than Bud Foster as far as coordinators go.
Can a head ball coach in college football at a school like a Clemson or a Tennessee, can that head ball coach be solely focused on X's and O's and what happens on the football field? Or is now in our landscape of college football, Mr. Coleman, is that head ball coach having to be the fundraiser, the salesman, the face of the university, have to wear all the different hats?
Yeah, I think these days in college football, I mean, your head coach is more of a CEO type, but at the same time, I think more coaches, you know, different coaches are more inclined to step in there and be an X's and O's type guy. And, you know, I think Bud Foster would be that way to a certain extent, you know, with his defense. But at the same time, I think he'd also go out there, and I think he would hire good coordinators, you know. I think he's going to be a successful head coach. I really believe that. Whether it's at Clemson or not, I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see.
I'm going to throw you the openings here. We went over these in segment one. There's 8 openings now in college football: Tennessee, Clemson, Kansas State, Washington, Syracuse, Toledo, New Mexico, Utah State. Mr. Coleman, does a guy like Bud Foster have to get his feet wet at a Toledo, a New Mexico, perhaps a Syracuse before he can go to a Clemson? Or is Clemson legitimate, as you've said in the beginning of the interview?
No, I think they are legitimate. I don't think it's really necessary to you know, to coach at a small school like that before moving on to a bigger school, you look around, you see some guys, you know, Mark Richt's a good example. He was Florida State's offensive coordinator before moving on to be the head coach at Georgia, and obviously he was very successful there from day one. You know, sometimes guys coach at these smaller schools, and they're not coaching against the same talent level as they would if they moved up to a BCS conference. So you know, you never really know until the guy moves up to that top level. But you know, I think Bud Foster, I think, you know, his work at Virginia Tech speaks for itself.
CeCe, I read a sweet little tidbit in the Roanoke paper through your news link about Frank Beamer, who you know I have a lot of respect for. Frank Beamer tells the team in the locker room following a loss to Miami when they're away in South Florida to just be honest with the guys. Beamer tells the team in the locker room that Foster is going to interview for that Clemson job on Friday. Beamer could have easily held this information, especially considering the timing after a loss to Miami when the folks and the kids and the players are a bit dejected, but Beamer chose to be honest with his players as opposed to them hearing about it in the media through a source or a leak. I love that move. What did you make of the timing?
Yeah, you know, I think it's probably the right decision, especially considering it ended up getting leaked, and that was one of the questions Beamer himself had to field during the post-game interviews after he addressed his team. So, you know, I think from that standpoint, it was the right decision. And you know something like that is going to get out, you know, with as many spies out there as networks like ESPN have and everything like that. So, you know, I think that was the right move. You know, with as hard as that defense played on Thursday night and as hard as they play for Bud Foster every single week, you know, they deserve to know what's going on.
Mr. Coleman, how is the fan base, Virginia Tech style? How are they responding to the loss to Miami? How are they looking at Duke and Virginia?
You know, I think everybody was pretty much in panic mode, and then North Carolina lost on Saturday, and you know, I think everybody pretty much at this point has given up on the offense. You know, they're looking at it like, well, it is what it is, but at the same time, there aren't a lot of good offenses in this league, and we've got two home games coming up, and if Georgia Tech can knock off Miami on Thursday night, there's still a good chance the Hokies can make it to the ACC title game, and you know, there's not a team in this league Virginia Tech can't beat. You know, it just depends on how the ball bounces sometimes. The offense did not play well Thursday night at Miami, but that ball did not bounce well either on a couple of those fumbles that bounced straight to Miami receivers. But you know, I think Tech fans, you know, I think they're more interested in that Georgia Tech game Thursday night right now than they are really the Virginia Tech game on Saturday.
Mr. Coleman, you know, you're exactly right. You know, I was worried on Monday, had North Carolina had beat Maryland, that it was going to be like D-Day here. It was going to be fallout with the Hokie fan base. That North Carolina loss to the Terrapins, did it ease the panic, do you think?
I don't know if it did to a certain extent, but I think Tech fans, a lot of Tech fans, that they've just come to the conclusion that, you know, they're just saying the same things over and over and over again. You know, you either lose a football game and you say after the game, wow, I wish the offense was better, maybe we could have won that game. Or you win a football game and you think, wow, thank goodness for the defense, otherwise we would have lost that game. So, you know, it's pretty much always the offense holding the team back, and it's just blatantly clear to everybody right now. And you know, I think a lot of the Tech fans are just kind of tired of beating that dead horse at this point.
Guys, Chris Coleman is the associate editor at TechSideline.com. Let's close on this question. CeCe, thank you so much for the time, sir. Have you assessed this question, the percentages, the odds of Frank Beamer having to replace both coordinators at the end of the season?
No, I haven't really thought about the possibilities of that, but you know, I do think it is a possibility. I think there is a chance Foster could get that Clemson job. I'm not going to say it's a great chance, but you know, I mean, if they've interviewed him, and then the possibility is certainly out there. And you know, if Frank Beamer doesn't want to do something about his offense and actually do something to fix it this year, then I don't know when he ever will do it. And you know, it's pretty clearly obvious at this point that, you know, that there's something needs to happen on the offensive side of the ball. And you know, I'm not calling for anybody to be fired, but they need to address the situation somehow, because you know, it's just getting out of hand. You know, it's cost Virginia Tech possibly a chance at another ACC championship, and you know, you look how dominant the defense has been in the league since the Hokies joined the conference. If the offense was just halfway competent in that time, how many ACC titles would Tech have right now? You know, three, four? I mean, it's arguably cost them at least one.
Chris Coleman, boys and girls. Let me give him love. You see why he comes on the show? He is a smart man. You always get my hamster wheel spinning. His name is CC Chris Coleman, the associate editor at TechSideline.com. Joins us on Tuesdays here on the Jerry Miller Show. Mr. Coleman, thank you, sir.
All right, Jerry. You guys take care up there.
All right. CC is so solid. He is very bright, guys.